This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Pentagon will keep an aircraft carrier and another warship near Israel for several more weeks as the war with Hamas grinds on. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
U.S. officials say Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin has ordered the USS Gerald R. Ford to remain in the Mediterranean, along with the cruiser USS Normandy, a part of the Ford carrier strike group. Other ships in the group already had their deployments extended. The move will allow the U.S. to keep two carriers in the region, a rarity in recent years, a sign of ongoing concerns about volatility in a region where the U.S. has ramped up its military presence since Hamas's October attack on Israel. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Israeli and Palestinian representatives to the United Nations made their case in favor and against a ceasefire before the General Assembly on Friday. Ambassador to the Permanent Observer Mission of the State of Palestine, Riyad Mansour, spoke in favor of a ceasefire.
There is no way to end the massacres of civilians, including children, at an unprecedented pace. To address the occupation-made humanitarian catastrophe of unprecedented scale except through a ceasefire.
Israeli representative to the UN, Gilad Erdan, spoke against a ceasefire.
An end to the war means turning our backs on the hostages. It means ensuring Hamas's continued rule in Gaza.
The speeches came after the General Assembly passed a resolution calling for a ceasefire on Tuesday. The resolution had 153 countries voting in favor and 23 abstaining. The U.S. and Israel, which argued a ceasefire only benefits Hamas, voted against the measure along with eight other countries. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. European Union leaders granted Ukraine a major political win on Thursday by agreeing to start membership negotiations, but long-term opposer of Ukraine's bid, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, vetoed a major EU aid package on Friday, warning he could still halt Kyiv's accession to the bloc. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The bloc's decision to open membership talks with Ukraine, even as it continues to fight Russia's invasion, was an unexpected one. Other leaders bypassed objections from Orban by getting him to leave the room, while the remaining states voted to start accession negotiations. Approving a major decision in this way is unheard of in Brussels. Talks on the financial package, which requires unanimity of all 27 EU leaders, were halted in the early hours of Friday morning. Leaders said they would try again in January, with some voicing optimism a deal could be clinched then.
Lauren Anthony from Reuters. The United Nations peacekeeping chief says he was very satisfied with the strong support of many countries for its far-flung operations at a recent ministerial meeting, despite, quote, headwinds and challenges and problems. Jean-Pierre Lacroix, the Undersecretary General for Peace Operations, said in an interview with the AP that the biannual ministerial meeting in Ghana earlier this month was attended by nearly 100 countries. He said 33 countries made pledges of 117 military and police units for the UN's peacekeeping operations, and 45 countries made over 100 pledges related to training peacekeepers and partnerships. The number of UN peacekeepers and staff has fallen from over 100,000 worldwide to 70,000. A prosecutor in Denmark says authorities are holding two people in custody and four others are the target of a terrorism probe. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The cases coincide with one arrest in the Netherlands and several in Germany of alleged Hamas members. Germany says the three people arrested are suspected of preparing attacks on Jewish institutions in Europe. Danish authorities haven't formally established a Hamas link, but that one person was arrested in the Netherlands. The Danish prosecutor says the two suspects being held in Denmark have been ordered to remain in pre-trial detention until January 9. The whereabouts of the other four weren't immediately known. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art will return 16 pieces of ancient artwork to Cambodia and Thailand that federal prosecutors say were tied to an art dealer and collector accused of running a huge antiquities trafficking network out of Southeast Asia. The Manhattan Museum announced repatriation on Friday. This most recent repatriation of artwork comes as many museums in the U.S. and Europe reckon with collections that contain objects looted from Asia, Africa, and other places during centuries of colonialism or in times of upheaval. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.